And I promised you a guest in studio. He goes by the name of Kagiso Mekgwa, a born-again believer and experienced student counselor with 16 years at UNISA. And he has a registered counselor, or is a registered counselor with the HPCSA, and serves as a minister of the Word of Bethesda Christian Center in Pretoria. He is a dedicated father of two, and Kagiso has also served as a youth pastor across several ministries in Gauteng, Northwest, and Mpumalanga. Kagiso, it's great to have you on Impact 103.
Great, thank you so much, and thank you for having us this afternoon.
On Monday, we celebrated World Forgiveness Day,
yes.
7th of July, World
yes.
Forgiveness Day, and I think it's a topic that should not be just discussed one day of the year. It's something that we need to practice in our Christian faith, right?
Yes.
And I want to start by asking you, on a personal level, what does forgiveness mean to you, Kagiso?
Oh, forgiveness is one of the sensitive topics that we normally undermine, that we're supposed to be talking about every day, but we avoid talking about it because it hits close to home. So it means a lot of things. First, it's a choice that we make, and it's also a requirement that God requires from us to forgive one another. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Forgive us as we forgive those who forgive us." The question is, do we forgive? Because it first says, "Forgive us." So it means that we need forgiveness ourselves, and then that we demand from others. So how do we demand what we can give or what we can receive? So I would say forgiveness is like giving away what you have in your hand so that you can receive more. Because the more you hold on to a grudge, onto something, then you are closing yourself off from receiving what you're supposed to be receiving, which is much more than what you have in your hands. So I would say forgiveness is one of the fundamentals of the Christian faith and of humanity, because we all offend, we all err, we all make errors and mistakes. Some of us, we make deadly mistakes that are unforgivable, but we request for forgiveness also.
Very well summed up, Kagiso. I think of what Jesus said to the Father on the cross, "Forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." I mean, Jesus had been brutally whipped. He had been scolded, put so much thorns on his head, spear in his side, and he's hanging on a cross asking Father God to forgive us because we know not what we do. So exactly what you're saying, it is the crux of our faith, forgiveness. There's an expression, not a scripture, an expression that says, "Forgive and forget." Is
yes.
there a difference between forgiving and forgetting?
Yes, there is a difference between forgiving and forgetting. One can forgive and not forget, and you can also forgive and forget. But that's a deliberate act that you do, and it's a very conscious act that you do. Because as we say that Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." It says it's out of ignorance that we do not forgive. But because of our consciousness we have in Christ, we need to know that when we forgive, we're actually letting ourselves free than the person who offends us. It's not easy. It's a subject that is avoided by the Christian community. Yes, we talk about it, but don't dwell much on it. So it is important that we forgive and forget. Yes, forgetting might not be easy. And as we say, I think it's Paul who says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." So through God's grace, through God's favor, we are able to forget. It can take long, it can take months, it can take years. And the impact of the offense does not last or have the same impact it had before. As time goes, with time, you are able to say, I've forgotten about that. Even if it hits you or you get reminded of it, it doesn't hit you the same way that it hit you before. So yes, it's possible to forgive and forget, but it's not an easy thing to do. So that's why we need to ask for grace from God to say, "God, help me to forgive and to forget."
The healing process in forgiveness probably assists with that forgetting of that.
Indeed.
That cause. There is definitely an emotional and mental benefit when it comes to choosing to forgive. What are those emotional and mental benefits when you choose to forgive?
The mental and psychological impact of unforgiveness, it goes a long way. It has a lot of negative consequences. it doesn't affect only psychologically, but it affects one also physically, physiologically, and otherwise, and even relational. Because where people never forgive each other, there's never peace. You would remember that in the Bible, Jacob and Esau had a beef because of the birthright. And it took Jacob to take a stand to say, I'm going after my brother. I know I've offended him. I ran away. Yes, I've amassed whatever I've amassed, but let me go to my brother. And he first sent a gift to appease his brother, to say, I come in peace. He remained behind, and that's when he had an encounter, because when we start taking the first step, God takes more steps for us. That's the only time when he had an encounter with God, when he laid his head on a stone and started seeing the staircase going to heaven. So, yes, it has a psychological impact, and it alienates you from others that have offended you. So you might have sleepless nights, you might lose appetite, you might lose weight, you might have worry, you might have all other issues affecting you in different ways. But when you forgive, it releases you from that bondage, because unforgiveness is you lock someone in a cell and you also get into the same cell and throw the key away. So by forgiving, you're actually releasing yourself and the other person.
Kagiso, the question comes now is, how do you know when you are actually truly forgiven? Because some people can say, I forgive you, but they don't feel as though they are truly forgiven.
Yes, that happens a lot. And to know that you're forgiven, it first rests on you that you receive the forgiveness. And earlier in the show, before I came in, you touched on the subject of self-forgiveness. We also need to forgive ourselves, because you can be forgiven, but you don't forgive yourself. You still walk around with guilt and shame and embarrassment. But you first consciously need to forgive yourself, to say, I ask for forgiveness, whether the person has forgiven me genuinely or not, but let me release myself from this guilt, to say, I've asked for forgiveness, I've reached out, and let me accept the forgiveness that I'm being given, whether it's fake or it's genuine, but let me take it as is.
Somebody might be listening into this discussion where you're talking on forgiveness and they're carrying pain or they're carrying bitterness. What encouragement would you give that person?
The encouragement I can give is to say, the Bible says Jesus loved us first while we were still sinners. Without doing anything, we never paid anything. While we were still sinners, before even we knew him, he forgave us. He accepted, he loved us. So he did not say, go and wash yourself before you come to me. He accepted us with different characters, with our attitude, with our pain, and with our sins. And he never counted it against us, to say he forgave us, even before we asked for forgiveness. So I would say to the listener at home, in the car, wherever they are, to say, you are forgiven. Yes, you might have the guilt in you. That's the constant reminder that the devil will use to say, no, you're not forgiven. God has never forgiven you. Remember what you did. And he says when he forgave us even for the future sins, not only for what we did, he also forgave us for what we will still do. So we don't have to go around taking advantage of God's grace and say, anyway, God knows I'm going to sin, so I'll walk around in that. But consciously, we strive for perfection and accepting God's forgiveness.
Kagiso Makwa, thank you so much for your time on Impact 103's Afternoon Drive, talking about a topic that we as followers of Christ need to be practicing on a daily basis. Sometimes offenses can be small and they grow into something big, or sometimes it can be a really big offense. It doesn't really matter the size of it. Let's just be aware of the fact that we cannot walk around holding grudges or taking offense so easily. The word says actually in the last days, people are going to be so easily offended. What does that mean? In the last days, we actually need to be forgiving even more and more and more and more. We need to be very focused and conscious of forgiving one another. Yes. It's good to have Kagiso Makwa on Impact 103's Afternoon Drive. Thank you.